this idea of onboarding is something that started getting more attention several years ago, not just for executives, but we're talking government-wide. We issued a report in early 2008 on government-wide onboarding, and we were surprised at the response. It resonated with a lot of people, and I think because everybody can think back to a time when they started a new job and they had a bad onboarding experience. They showed up on the first day, the organization wasn't ready for them. They had a desk but nothing on it. IT had not gotten them a password, and it was just a terrible experience. Contrast it with an organization that had its act together and welcomed folks on board and really had a process for integrating people into the organization. And so a lot of agencies have been working on improving their onboarding programs over the last several years. What's new now is that, as you said, the Office of Personnel Management has recognized that senior executives are people too. They need onboarding as much as anybody else. And in some cases, if you think, for example, about new political appointees or someone who's switching agencies and they're coming in as an executive in an agency that they have little experience in, onboarding, which is not just that first day of filling out forms and learning where the bathrooms are and so on, but onboarding is really a year-long process. What happens after somebody accepts the job, and even before they arrive, what kind of communication are they given? How smooth is the process? Do they get to fill out their forms, at their convenience before they show up so they can concentrate on the job when they get there? And then what happens during that first week, that first month, and then ultimately, during that first year to make sure you have a good fit? This new model from OPM hit the ground running, establishing a model executive onboarding program, which I suspect people will be able to find on federalnewsradio.com, is really geared towards your senior leadership, that those approximately 7,000 senior executives out of the 2.1 million workforce who really have an important influence on how well an agency operates. So there's a lot of good stuff here, and it also builds on, two things. One, it builds on the fact that, a lot of private sector employers have good onboarding programs because it's simply a good business practice. The other thing is that this report, in essence, explodes two myths. One myth is that if you're coming in as a senior executive, you're supposed to know everything, so you don't need to be onboarded. Not so. The other myth is among executives themselves who buy into the fact that they're supposed to know everything, and therefore they don't ask questions. They don't want to appear to be not knowledgeable, and they end up running into problems or even in some cases, getting derailed as executives.
Well, John, you just anticipated my next question, which is why this hasn't been handled this way in the past. And it's because of those myths that you mentioned. But that brings me to yet another follow-up, because are there specific mistakes that agencies make or that folks make when they're onboarding employees, or especially the seniors, when they're bringing them in? Are there classic mistakes that they need to just avoid, and then everything will be better?
Yes, which covers a lot of territory.
Let's narrow it down to like the main mistake that one would make.
Number one mistake is not being prepared. Somebody's coming on board, or at least somebody does. The folks in HR know somebody's coming on board, but it's kind of like, we'll get to that, when they're closer, and then, we'll get to that when they show up this morning. And the person shows up, and there's really been little thought given to how you integrate that person into the organization. There's no excuse, for example, not to have work already aligned with what that person's going to be doing. You have their workstation, their office ready, their security clearances are done. They've got their computer passwords and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's a full plan. The person comes in and they can be productive, from day one. There's another common mistake, Amy, is the not thinking about the mission and the culture of the organization and how to relay that. You were talking in the promo to this little spot about taking somebody to lunch. Well, it's not just giving them a nice meal. I mean, that's not to be dismissed. But the idea is really there's more about an organization than, well, here are the specific responsibilities. It's, here's what we're trying to accomplish as an organization. Here's our overall goals. Here's our vision. Here's the kind of culture we have here, so that somebody can be comfortable with the intangibles as well as the tangibles of the organization.
We are talking with John Palguta, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. So then what I'm hearing you say then is a little bit of extra effort will really go a long way in this process.
Yes, absolutely. Extra effort and planning. Having a written plan, knowing what you're going to do during those first couple days, not making this an HR thing, but it's a senior leadership thing. What happens during the next 30 days? Are you going to be networking and getting around to meet with other senior executives to really feel comfortable with the organization? The bottom line here is that an effective executive onboarding program can bring your key leaders up to speed faster. It increases engagement. It increases retention. And improves performance in part because they're coming up to full productivity faster because you've thought about it, you got a plan, you got responsibilities, and you're focused on making this a good fit for the organization.
And I guess if you are an SCSer and you are moving into that job and also to a new agency, your best bet is to probably keep quiet for the first month or so and just listen.
If you have that luxury, absolutely, Tom. And I think, again, a mistake some organizations have is, great, you're here. Here's a bunch of problems. Go fix it. If you have a thoughtful process, you're giving that executive time to learn, to absorb what's going on. A former federal executive I met with last week is in a private company now. He's been 3 weeks in that company. He hasn't been assigned any work. His job has been to go around and meet the other executives and learn about this new organization because they're getting him ready to be productive by giving him the luxury of some time to absorb what's going on and learn what he needs to know about that organization.